Right now, I'm going to air an interview that I did with Liam Turney from Young Running, and they are playing Cafe 13 as part of the Vinyl Cafe series this Friday. So I found they have a great sound. I found one of their fabulous songs, and it is Quiver of Smoke. So here is Young Running and Quiver of Smoke on Coral FM.
And flew right back into her cage. You were drinking on the weekend, though you shouldn't. Got to talking, we were talking. That bird thought twice and flew right back into her cage. When the lights go out, they'll be whispering.
Songwriter, where the other guys in the band, are they all from Elliott Lake too, or are they from Toronto?
No, we're none of us are from Toronto actually.
Okay.
Our bassist is from Calgary. He's the one that's furthest away.
Oh wow.
From his hometown.
Mm-hmm.
I met him because we work together at a music school.
Oh great.
Right now. Our original bassist was from Elliott Lake, but he ended up moving back to the north to become a geologist.
Ah, well, you know, it is pretty cool up there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, beautiful.
Beautiful.
And scenic and tranquil and senior.
Yes.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there's no music scene up there. So.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of one, but, I mean, it's so isolated, right?
Yeah, exactly.
James, our harmonica player, backup vocals. He plays all kinds of auxiliary instruments.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Sault Ste. Marie.
And, oh, my God.
We met when we were in school in Sudbury, so that's the hard northern connection there.
Okay. So you guys went from hard north to savvy, you know, cosmopolitan Toronto.
Yes.
Ah, okay. So as a songwriter, how did you get into writing songs? And do you write songs on the same guitar all the time? You have a Taylor guitar. I have a friend of mine, Shannon Line, that has a Taylor guitar as well.
I've got a Gibson that is my it's my baby now.
Mm-hmm.
Just love it.
Mm-hmm.
As for, like, getting into songwriting, I'm going to have to blame my mom.
Okay.
And Simon and Garfunkel, well, mostly Paul Simon and Nick Drake. I don't know, my mom was always playing Simon and Garfunkel on the car trips.
Oh, like Bookends and Dangling Conversation.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I love the Dangling Conversation. It's such a great song. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
It's wild. Yeah, so it was just on car trips, that kind of music being played over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I got older, I started to ask myself, well, maybe I could do this.
Mm.
Give it a shot, and never really looked back.
Nick Drake, Nick Cave, Nick, oh, man, yeah. There's some, because there's some pretty, you know, it's pretty hardcore, some pretty hardcore honesty going on here, which is good, you know, because people, music is sort of it can be healing, it can make you angry, there's just so many things it can do. I sometimes get Rufus Wainwright here, because there's lush ballads, and then there's op-tempo, so I love the song Train Ride. I know that's from your first, is that from your debut?
No, it hasn't been released yet. We have a live recording on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Recorded here in the Junction at Forever Interiors.
Yeah.
That was done by a friend of ours, Tim O'Reilly at Soundstill Productions. I really love that video.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great
one. Yeah, so we just cut that one. It's being mixed right now. It'll be starting to get mastered next week, I think.
It's a really great song, and I noticed that Coming Home is good too. Like Quiver of Smoke, I don't know. Do you write all the songs, or does like James or you do all the songs? You write all the songs.
Yeah, I've James and Derek our producer Derek Downham.
Mm-hmm.
Him and James co-wrote Waiting for You.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else I've written, Derek's done a bit of arrangement with the songs with me.
Yeah, Derek, I mean, the Beauties are, they're a great band like that.
Oh, yeah.
I can see why you guys like them, because they're kind of a hybrid. They don't really, you know, they sound a little punk, they sound country, they sound, you know, kick-ass rock.
Yeah,
they're
really good.
Yeah, that's right. It's just kind of what I like to call all music, actually.
Yeah.
Rise Up is another interesting song as well. I like the banjo and the harp on this. It kind of reminds me of the opposite of Heart of Gold versus You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette.
I like it.
What is, like, are these songs autobiographical?
Always a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, like, I always wanted to be a fiction writer as well.
Okay, yeah.
So I tend to, I've never written a novel, I always wanted to, but
mm-hmm.
I tend to kind of mix fact and fiction in the songs.
I see that, too, because in Quiver of Smoke, there's this great line, the bird thought twice and flew back into her cage. I think that's really cool. It's like, oh, wow. who do you like to read, or who did you read when you were growing up? What influenced your turn of phrase? It's really interesting, actually. The first thing that struck me was the lyrics. I mean, the music is great, but the lyrics are sort of in the forefront, and I think that's what you guys want.
Yeah, for sure. With folk music, that's why we chose to go with folk music.
Mm-hmm.
For the words, right?
Mm-hmm.
Reading growing up, when I was in high school, I really got into the classics like Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man really changed the way I don't know.
Ah.
But yeah, it's something.
Kerouac and Burroughs and all those boys,
yep.
too. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 100%. I think I still have some poetry books here, some Walt Whitman and stuff.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that is cool. So you, how long were you guys when Elliot Lake, like, you've been in Toronto, how long have you been in Toronto?
About 6 years now.
Okay. So how did Toronto impact you as an artist? What do you love about Toronto, and what do you don't? What don't you like about Toronto?
I think there's a lot more to love than not about Toronto. I mean, there's just so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that you gravitate towards like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
So with such a big pool, there's just so many great musicians and just people in general here. When I first came to Toronto, I was playing solo.
Mm-hmm. And, where?
Mostly open stages, and I got a couple of shows at the Free Times Cafe.
Oh yeah, that's a great place.
So as I was going to, actually it was the Troubadour, which was an old bar here in the Junction that had to close down.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible place. I got a show there, and on my way back home, I went past a bar called Axis that had an open jam every Tuesday night.
Okay.
And I went there on that Tuesday, and it was hosted by Derek Downham.
Oh, from the Beauties, right.
Yeah, yeah, and then he told me to come watch his band, the Beauties, and he was playing guitar in the at the open jam, and he's incredible. So I went to the Beauties expecting to watch this guy play some more guitar, and I watched him play drums, and I could not believe it. So that was one of the biggest influences, because then we ended up working together a lot, becoming good friends.
Yeah, they have a very strong harmony as well. Yeah, you guys would be a great double bill. So I'm guessing you play the Dakota, the Horseshoe, places like that?
Yeah, we've played the Horseshoe quite a few times. Mm-hmm. We've never played the Dakota.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that at some point.
Yeah, it seems to be a hot new, maybe not a hot new venue, but it seems to be a venue where a lot of people like to play.
Yeah, the atmosphere in there is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Let me think here. Coming Home, this is an interesting song. I don't know, I got two levels from this. It's a song, especially these days, a lot of people can relate to. It seems to me like it could be a couple, or this could be a parent talking to his child.
Interesting, I've never thought of it like that before.
Well, there's so many today's family is, you know, how do you define it?
Yeah. That's interesting. I'm going to have to think. That's very cool. This is what I love about songs, because you can always take your own thing from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, no one's right or wrong.
Mm-mm. I know.
That's awesome, Coral.
I just thought, wait a minute, this could be a parent talking to their child. Like, I'm going to come home, I'm going to give it one more shot with your mom, you know, maybe we can make this work. And, you know, I haven't heard a song like that. That's given me that impression before. This is a first. And Rise Up is interesting too. That's like, I know lots of women that can relate to that. You know, a bastard's going to get what's coming to him. Oh my God, that's great. I was like, oh, this guy doesn't pull any punches. This is cool. And then Train Ride. That's a nice song too. What inspired Train Ride? I know you haven't released it yet, but.
Yeah, that was a an ex-girlfriend, which is, I don't have too many, but the ones that I have are kind of, they kind of stand out.
Yeah, well, it's very poetic, and it's very sweet, so I can see that song becoming very popular as well, like Quiver Smoke. So the four of you, let me think here, you went to the studio with Dennis, and how did the sound on Coming Home, how is it, I know it's different, so how has the band evolved since the first songs have come out? What's the biggest change for you? I already know the answer to this, but I'm doing it for my listeners.
Biggest change, I think that the songs are getting consistently better. It's going away from kind of a more classic folk sound to a bit of a more modern folk sound.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are we're getting better as players playing together.
Mm.
But Because we've just played so many shows now.
Yeah, you sound like it's kind of like there's a band called Run with the Kittens that played in Cameron for 5 years, Nate and the boys, and they are hardcore tight. Like you can, like the bands, it's so cool. The bands have residencies and then they become so, they're like one unit.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to go watch Run with the Kittens of the Cameron. James is one of my favorite guitarists in Toronto. That's incredible.
Oh, I know. And they play here. Like, they do play in town every once in a while here in old Kitchener-Waterloo.
Nice.
So you guys are on a mini tour right now, and you were playing Cambridge. This is your first time in Cambridge, right?
Yes. On Friday we're going there.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty excited.
Yeah, well, it's a cool spot. Like, it's the Cafe 13 is the old part of Galt, and the Galt Club is upstairs. So I think it's a really nice little intimate room, so it'll be cool.
Very cool.
Then where are you headed from there?
Well, this month we're sticking close to here.
Mm-hmm.
And then July we're doing our first tour of the summer, going out to Vancouver and back,
mm-hmm.
getting all the stops on the way, and then 2 weeks off and we're going to do the exact same thing again.
Well, that is great.
Yeah.
How did you meet Ted Ferris? How did you get this gig in Cambridge in the first place?
That was Spencer, our drummer. Not exactly sure how it all came about.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they were working on it for months. Ted was trying to just get us in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't working out. And then finally he did. And he's been pushing it pretty hard, which is awesome. I can't wait to meet the guy because I haven't met him yet.
Well, this is a Cambridge Live music series that they've just started up. It's really cool, and Craig Cardiff just played the same spot last week. So, you know, this is Ted's doing some really cool stuff in Cambridge. There's a really great live music scene going on in Kitchener-Waterloo, like Waterloo region right now, all over the place. It's
great. It's
pretty awesome. Okay, so Young Running going forward. Any thoughts?
Oh, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. We're great friends, and we're having a good time.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite band right now? Is there a song that I can play for you on the radio?
I don't know. That's a tough. I have to pick one song out of all the songs.
Mm-hmm. No, you can give me a few if you want. That's okay.
A favorite song? You mean by like Simon and Garfunkel?
You could do that. Not a problem. I don't have a problem with Simon.
Or a favorite song by Young Running. I don't know what you're asking.
Well, I'm going to be playing Young Running anyway, but your favorite, like one of your favorites, like from your playlist or your favorite.
Oh, Why Don't You Write Me, Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay, we can do that.
Thank you. I'll step down. But it's not the last you heard of this man. You talk so loud, and it carries out, shakes this whole town. Coming home with the will to find a way. Coming home, start again today. Coming home, just like you wanted. You stepped out and you tore me up. You tore me up. Back to town, sort it out. Homeward bound. Coming home with the will to find a way. Coming home, start again today. Coming home, just like you wanted. Like you want it. Just like you want it. Coming home with the will to find a way. Coming home, start again today. Coming home, just like you wanted. Coming home. Coming home. Coming home. Coming home. Coming
Okay, that was Young Running, and that was an interview with Liam Kearney from Young Running, and they are playing the Cafe 13 at the Galt Club in downtown Cambridge. Really nice venue on the second floor of Cafe 13 this Friday night. So Young Running, they're a really great band. You can find them. You can find some of their selections on YouTube, and that was the coming home from their title track from their new CD. Also, Quiver of Smoke is a great. There's lots and lots of great songs, so check them out. Young Running.